Meine Damen und Herren, herzlich willkommen, ladies and gentlemen. Very welcome in Berlin. The weather will get better, but maybe not before tomorrow. And that you can feel really welcome. And without any further ado, I give the word to Klaus Hallof of Inscriptiones Graecae.
I was asked to speak in Latin. One minute. De nuo, collegae maxime venerabilis, de nuo hac in aede universitatis humboldtiane celebramus nuptias theologiae et epigraphiae. De nuo fontes biblicas et hagiographicas comparamus monumentis archaeologicis et epigraphicis. Ut profundius educamur quo modo constitute fuerint civitates, quibus cum Paulus Apostolus communicavit, et quanta fuerit messis, quae ex seminibus Paulinis per quinque modo saecula uberime redderitur. Vos omnis gratissimo mente con salutamus, mihi quidem maximo honori est, quod haec polis de quibus disputabimus Athenas, Corinthum, Thessalonicam, Stobos, Dico, quod haec polis iam ornate sunt, vel mox ornabuntur corporibus epigraphicis, quum auctoris et editoris hic video Ericum Sironen, Slavicam Babamova, Pandelem nigdelis quem jussu medicorum absentem esse valde dolimus. Sed satis est manent monumenta auctoris tituli interpretando. Gratias.
I thank Klaus Hallof and I hope you all had a safe journey. There are a few technical things that Julian will tell us as we go on. But for starters, let me thank Julian and his team very much for the preparation as far as this. You will see it will run very, very smoothly. I want to say a little bit about our project. The project on the rise and expansion of early Christianity has been funded by the Excellency Cluster Topoi since 2008. We started, and in the first phase, we started in creating a database. The database had another name then, but the database was primarily started through the work of Ulrich Huttner, and we focused in the area that we worked on the diversity of Christianity and especially structures of governance. The outcome of that project, the first outcome, was published in Ulrich Huttner's volume on early Christianity in the Lycus Valley by Brill in Leiden, and we are very happy to proceed with this collaboration with Brill, and during the morning, Luz Schoten from Brill will join us. And we're very grateful to Brill for the support that we get from them. But of course, everything would not have been possible without the funding of the Excellency Cluster. On the other hand, we also, from the very beginning, had the support of the Austrian Academy, with the people working on the inscriptions of Asia Minor, and they enabled us to use their material to get the material for the database together. In a second phase, the focus shifted to authority and identity, but we still had the broader orientation of diversity of Christian space in Asia Minor. And this phase has been finished now, and the volume on early Christianity in Lycaonia is on the press and will be published by October, maybe even by the end of September. We can call that a kind of a phase 2A. And in this phase, we were very happy to have the support of Stephen Mitchell, who will later through the day or tomorrow join us here. The phase 2B, I can say, we expanded the project into Greece, and we're very happy to have the support of Inscriptiones Graeque for that. And as a kind of a preparation, Heike Sirren prepared the Christian inscriptions of Corinth, and the Christian inscriptions of Athens were included in the volume of on Athens, just which also appeared then in the period just after 2010. The upshot of this expansion into Greece can be seen in the new form of our database, Inscriptiones Christiane Graeque, which has been which is available online, and you will have a flyer in your folder how you can get access to it. It has also been published as a repository, as a 1.0 version, and we intend to update that maybe by the end of 2018, when we have included more of the inscriptions of the Aegean Islands and of central Greece. Up till now, the database covers Corinth, Athens, and the Peloponnese, and Macedonia. The upshot of that and outcome of that project, we hope, will be published in 2018 or maybe 2019 as The Rise of Early Christianity in Macedonia by Julian Ogeral. As you can see from our program, there is also going to be an outcome of this project coming out of this conference. Very many of you that are here have great expertise on either Athens or the Corinthia, and we intend to let a volume come forward from this conference that will concentrate on early Christianity in and around Corinth and Athens. If you look at the program of tomorrow, you would see the program of tomorrow is more on the focus, is more focused on Macedonia and the Southern Balkans. We have also started including, with the help of Dr. Bamamoa, the inscriptions from the region of modern Macedonia, so that it is open for further research to come up with monographs on the rise of Christianity into late antiquity in those regions. Where we will move after that will, of course, depend on our future funding. But as from now, we can say that we hope to cover the greatest part of Greece and great parts of Asia Minor. From the Asia Minor project, there are also two projects that are running in dissertations, one on the Upper Kallikratnos Valley, which is in ancient terms maybe Isauria, you could say, and one running on the, not the province, but the traditional region of the Galatians. That will also cover the material up till late antiquity. As for now, we should start with our program. You didn't come to listen to me, but to our speakers. And first on our list is Professor Larry Wellborn from Fordham University. We know one another for a very, very long time. And Larry Wellborn has not only published extensively on Corinth, he is also busy with a major commentary on the first letter of Clement, so-called first letter to Clement on the situation in Corinth, and was willing to kick off our conference with, against this background, talking on early Christianity in Corinth from Paul to First Clement. Please, Larry.